The notification appeared late Tuesday on the USPTO website. Park City Sport had applied for and was granted an extension to possibly oppose Vail's attempt to trademark the name Park City. Park City Sport is a ski and snowboard rental shop at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. There's also a Main Street store in Marriott Summit Watch near the town lift. Jamie Peter is a co-owner. She says Vail's attempt to trademark the name Park City could be a threat to her business, and she needed time to find out more.
We've been using the Park City Sport name since 1984, and so we're very concerned with it, and we're exploring all our options, and we would like to protect the name that we have been using for 34 years. So that's why we're asking for some more time to study it.
As KPCW reported on May 20th, Park City Powder Cats and Heliskiing opposed Vail's request to trademark the name Park City. According to documents filed with the USPTO, Park City Powder Cats and Heliski is concerned that if Vail is successful, it could force them to change their name, which they have used since 1993. Additionally, Park City Powder Cats believes it is inappropriate for Vail to attempt to claim ownership of a name rightfully owned by the municipality of Park City. Peter says she wishes more people would take action.
I would love to see the city do an extension of time and the county, because apparently that is just a formality. Anybody can file for the time.
Summit County Council Chairman Roger Armstrong did bring up the issue to council last week, and the Park City City Council voted to bring it up in a work session. However, it is not on the City Council agenda for this Thursday, June 2nd, and the next meeting's June 9th, which is also the final day for anyone to file an opposition or extension with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on the Vail trademark attempt. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.